What a night at the U.S. Open. Here is a winning moment on the court for Serena Williams.
And Serena continues her reign here in New York.
Yes, Serena defending her crown, a hard-fought match against Victoria Azarenka, winning in three sets, her fifth championship overall at the U.S. Open. Pure jubilation, as you can see. 17th Grand Slam title. And can we please welcome, a proper welcome, for U.S. Open champion Serena Williams.
Thank
here live
you.
Here with us
Thank
in the studio.
You. Yeah, it feels...
Wow. 2 hours, 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was a long match,
it
right?
It really was.
Yeah. I felt so good. Like, I wasn't really feeling tired or anything. I was just like, Serena, just take it one point at a time. You can still do this.
But I don't know how you had the energy
I don't
end like that.
Because honestly, I was so happy because I had so many opportunities to win it before, and I may have gotten a little nervous, and you know, I was. Ooh. That's the worst thing as an athlete you can do is to lose a match when you have such a massive, massive lead, and I was so happy to pull that through because I had a massive lead and I lost it.
That is very cool of you to admit that you could have been nervous because people thought that. You were up two breaks in the second set.
Yeah, I was up two breaks.
Serving for the match twice.
I know,
How do you gather yourself again after that?
Well, honestly, I thought, Serena, you just have to calm down. You can do it. You've been through things before, and you can get through this. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, just stay relaxed. You know, just do your best. And there I was again holding up the trophy after a while and jumping up in the air. I was just, honestly, I was just really, really, really happy.
I know. You have the trophy here with you. The first time you won it, you were 17. In a few weeks, you're going to be celebrating your 32nd birthday.
Yeah.
17 Grand Slam titles. And the ovation that you received even before the match.
Yeah, it was
from the crowd.
It was really amazing.
Off of that?
I did. I walking out there on Arthur Ashe Stadium and just hearing the crowd and hearing the cheers from everyone there in New York was just so brilliant. You know, just playing. I really felt like home. You know, just being an American and as a tennis player, we travel all around the world. So to be able to come and play a Grand Slam in your home country and the love that I felt in New York was every year, I tell you, every year gets better, and that's why I keep coming back.
Well, we're not going to let you go. I know it's a busy morning for you just to stop by with your trophy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
One shy now of Chrissy and Martina.
I know, shy, but still far away. Obviously, I'm thinking about it, but still, you know, it's so close, but yet so far away.
Well, just so happy for you and
Thank
your entire family.
Thank you very much.